Every day is filled with opportunities to express yourself. And with an everyday piece from Blue Nile, you can do it without saying a word. Blue Nile's collection of diamond jewelry is the ultimate statement, with sparkle that elevates any outfit. Or switch things up with a sapphire piece sure to spark conversation. Either way, their diamond guarantee ensures you get the highest quality at the best price. Express yourself with Blue Nile, the original online jeweler, at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
This is The Times evening briefing on Thursday, the 9th of May. Rishi Sunak has called for universities to remain bastions of tolerance during a meeting with vice-chancellors to discuss anti-Semitism on campuses and keeping Jewish students safe. Student camps against the war in Gaza have been set up at more than a dozen universities in the UK, including Cambridge and Oxford, and tensions have continued to ratchet up. Vivian Stern is the chief executive of Universities UK.
What we've seen in the last couple of days, particularly, you know, since last week, is some of the US tactics coming to the UK, and we're all just super focused on trying to make sure that that doesn't escalate in the way that we've seen it happen in the US.
The Union of Jewish Students says vice-chancellors need to show moral clarity in their leadership to tackle the issue. Dame Louise Elman is a former chair of Labour Friends of Israel and previous honorary president of the Jewish Labour movements.
Well, the reassurance can only really come by actions. At the moment, there are many mainstream Jewish students on campus who feel very intimidated, who feel afraid, and who don't feel they can continue their studies in a reasonable atmosphere. And it's for the university authorities to ensure that certainly freedom of speech must be allowed, but students must not be intimidated.
The British Army has made a 3D printer that can be moved along a front line, making new parts for tanks and other military vehicles. It's the first time the tech's been successfully produced. The story is an exclusive from the Times defence editor Larissa Brown, who says it could be a game changer.
I was having a briefing with some security contacts, and they were telling me that Russia was really struggling with its war in Ukraine because they weren't able to replace a lot of the components that were needed to keep tanks and armoured vehicles working, whereas the British Army have obviously come up with quite an interesting solution.
The Bank of England's hinted interest rates could be cut next month after it decided to hold them steady for now. The cost of borrowing remains at 5.25%, a 16-year high. Ashley Armstrong is the business editor at The Sun.
The thing is that the bank isn't quite wholly convinced that inflation is falling, and we're looking for this 2%, this golden target of 2% of inflation. And currently it's at about 3.2%. We think next month it's going to fall to about that target of 2% because energy costs will be so much lower than they were last year. And so we could be back on track for a June rate reduction.
Five babies have died from whooping cough in England, according to the UK Health Security Agency. More than 2,700 cases have been reported across the country so far this year, more than three times the amount recorded in the whole of last year. Doctors say vaccination remains the best defence. Professor Andrew Preston from the University of Bath has carried out research into the condition.
We tend to get peaks of whooping cough every 3 to 4 years, so there's been one due for a little while, and of course numbers were virtually disappeared during the pandemic, so it is rebounding back, but the rate at which it's increased over the first 3 months of this year is startling, and it's probably due to a slight decrease but nevertheless significant in vaccination coverage.
And you can hear more on all these stories throughout the day on Times Radio.
Rising sea levels, extreme weather patterns, extinctions of species. Our planet needs protecting. I'm Adam Vaughan, the environment editor for The Times, and this is Planet Hope from The Times, in partnership with Rolex and its Perpetual Planet Initiative. In this podcast, we hear from leading experts from around the world who are committed to finding solutions. These explorers, scientists, entrepreneurs, and citizens are committed to a common goal, to protect our home, Earth. Listen now wherever you get your podcasts.